We will have a very Paul Haas program, meaning a very curated program of American folk songs and patriotic tunes and some marches and some movie music and stuff that most people will be very familiar with and very happy to hear. People of all ages.
Let's talk about the experience of being in a symphony orchestra and performing for a family-friendly holiday occasion and what it's like.
Oh, there's nothing like it. I mean, it's such an enormous audience, almost 5,000 people. If the weather is good, it makes things a lot easier for musicians. Sometimes there are challenges like humidity and wind and bugs and whatever. But there's a real kind of excitement that you don't get indoors because the audience is so big. They've been there all day. They're waiting for something exciting to happen. And there's a lot of sort of feedback because the rules are different because they don't necessarily sit quietly. They're not in the dark. It's a little looser than concerts in a regular auditorium.
I usually talk to Paul about these concerts. Mm-hmm. I would love to hear you talk about Paul and his conducting and what he brings to Sona.
Oh, Paul has such an infectious energy. And we all know that. This is really well suited to him. He has great interaction with the audience and with the musicians. But I think one of his great assets is that he turns around and talks to all of us who are listening. I think that's made him a real friend of the community. Everyone feels like they know Paul.
This is very different. I'd love to hear a little more about how that feels.
It's like a symphonic concert, but it's more informal. You don't have to dress up. Of course, you don't have to dress up to come to Walton Arts Center. We're outside. There are big screens that project pictures of the orchestra with a camera that moves throughout so that you can see from far away, but also if you're sitting close up, you get to see very, very close. You get to see the musicians, their hands and their facial expressions and their eyes and stuff like that, which I think is a really cool added feature. It almost feels, this may be a stretch, it almost feels like a rock concert.
It is at the Amp.
It is.
So there you go.
Right.
Well, thanks so much for talking to me about the third annual 4th of July fireworks extravaganza.
Thank you, Katie. Great to see you.